Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Cholin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning B'schos Asabas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, Defiant, Reziva Gogo, and Bikarov Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Chiyuv of Kisui Adam. Remember, that's a Chaya, a non-domesticated animal, or an Oif, a bird, which is Shechted. It needs to have its blood covered. Mishnah tells us a Shechev and a Trefa. A person Shechs an animal, it turns out to be a Trefa. Or by Shechel Vaizara, Shechted for Vaizara, or by Shechel Chulin Bifnim, he Shechted Chulin, a regular animal, inside the Azara, which he's not allowed to. Or of a Kachem Bechot, he took a bird that was Kachem and he Shechted it outside the Azara, which he's not allowed to, and in both these cases are puzzle, or Chayv Oif on his skull, him, a Chayr Oif, which have to be stoned because they killed a person, Rameir Machayv, Rameir's Machayv him to do Kisui Adam, and this is Rav Meir Lishi Tosoi, as we had in the previous parak regarding Oisiv Es Benoi, that even when it's a Shechita She'in Ru'uya, this Shechita doesn't allow him to eat the animal, still that's going to be Machayv him in Oisiv Es Benoi in the last parak, and here as well it's going to be Machayv him in Kisui, whereas Acham Paiter, Acham Pater, because it's a Shechita She'in Ru'uya, so he doesn't have to do Kisui Adam. Now, Shechiv Nesnabel B'yadai, if he shechts it and it becomes Nevela, it was just a pasul shchita, or hanoicher, he put the knife into the nose and cut it like that, that's how he killed it, or vama'aker, he uprooted the simanim, patim al-chasa is here, even according to the chum, he's patim from doing kisui adam, because the shchita itself wasn't kasher. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, cher shayt v'katan shachtu v'cher m'roin ha'isam, v'cher shayt r'katan, if they did shchita, and others were watching them, and as we had learned, this is kasher shchita, so chayv l'chasa is, one has to do kisui adam, because it's kasher shchita. However, bein l'vein atzman, if they shechted by themselves with no one watching, patim al-chasa is, one does not have to do kisui adam because who says it's kasher shchita? And v'chein l'inyan oisev es benoi, it's the same thing with oisev es benoi. Sheshachtu v'chein roin oisan. If the shecher shait and katan shechted and others are watching them, also l'shchet achreim, so then one is not allowed to shecht either the mother or the daughter afterwards because the shchita of this one was kasher. Whereas ben l'vein atzman, if they shechted by themselves with no one watching, Rav Meir matir l'shchet achreim, Rav Meir matir shechting after them, whereas a chom etz chom aser, and that's because we at least have to have a suffix that maybe it was kasher shchita, and because of that, no shechting the other animal afterwards. However, Moed and Lacham do agree she'im shachat, that if a person did shecht either it or its child after a cher shayt of a katan shechted the first one, she'inu sefikas arabayim, that he's not going to get malchus for doing that because it's not 100% that he was over this lav. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Mishnah Dal and continue to discuss Kisui Adam. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.